Thank you. Okay, so we're continuing on in Malachas Dash. The last 2 weeks we did the core sugya of Dash, and now we're going to be moving over to one of the major toldas of Dash. Starting with the Gemara in Kuf Mem Gimel on the base, in Perek Chavis, there's a two-blat sugya on Schita, which is squeezing certain liquids out of certain substances, and it has many ramifications, la halacha, so I think we're going to spend two shiurim on it, but it's going to be very much nogei la halacha. Just to point out some of the practical issues that Mitzvah Shem will be able to deal with once we learn the sugya. So issues like squeezing a lemon into fish, squeezing a lemon into tea, wringing out let's say you have an oily piece of kugel, you don't want some oil, can you squeeze out the oil? Or squeezing out oil from tuna fish, and baby wipes. Baby wipes is purely a shechita issue, the permissibility of baby wipes. So these are all contemporary issues that Mitzvah Shem we're going to learn through thoroughly. At the end of next year, we're going to go through the practical applications. But, okay. So let's start from the beginning. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel Amabez tells us that it's Asr Deraita. It tells us that it's Asr to squeeze peros for their juice on Shabbos. It is Asr to squeeze peros for their juice on Shabbos. Shechita is Asr. Why is Shechita Asr? Why can't you squeeze out the juice on Shabbos? So Rashi explains to us, because this is going to fit under Melechez Dash. Dash, as we've been learning about, is removing Ocho from its connection to Tzolas. Well, when you squeeze out the juice from a fruit, you're extracting this juice, which is what you want, from the fruit, which in context is what you don't want. That's a type of removing the good from the bad, from their connection to each other. That fits under the issue of Dash. That's what Rashi says here on the Mishnah. Now this issue of Schita is not only limited to squeezing out juice from fruits, it also applies to other substances as well. We see this from the Gemara, Anaf Kuf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara there brings Rav, who tells us that it is Asr to plug up a jug with some cloth. If you want to take some cloth and scrunch it up to plug up the hole, you can't do that on Shabbos. Because of a concern, you're going to come to squeeze out any liquid that might be in the cloth, and that's an issue of Schita. So we see from this Gemara that squeezing out a cloth is also an issue of Schita. And so basically, any act of squeezing a liquid from any substance, be it the juice from a fruit, be it liquid wringing out a cloth and squeezing out the liquid in a cloth, are all potential issues of Schita. Now, before we continue on, we'll just have to make one very important point of clarification from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rishonim of the end of Perek Shmoneh Shratzim, the Ran on Mem Aleph Bet Aleph Bedat Arif, and other Rishonim bring the Rabbeinu Tam, who points out that whenever you do Schita, so there are two potential malachas that could be violated. When you squeeze out a liquid on Shabbos, there are two potential malachas that could be violated. One big malacha that you could violate is dash, and that's what we're going to be learning about. The parameters of schita as it relates to dash. Anytime you squeeze out any liquid on Shabbos, from a fruit, from a cloth, that could be an issue of dash. And then a second potential malacha that could be violated is under specific circumstances, you could violate the malacha of malabin. Malabin, mechabes, different acts of laundering on Shabbos are asr. Well, when you squeeze out, if you squeeze out a cleansing liquid from a cloth, from a beged, so you may be cleansing the beged a little bit, that'll be an issue of malabi. So that applies under specific circumstances. If you squeeze out a cleansing liquid from a cloth, that'll be an issue of malabi. But aside from that, the general issues of squeezing liquids out is an issue of dash. So that's what we're going to be learning about, the parameters of schita as it relates to dash. So with that hakdama, we're gonna be breaking down this sugya, this two-blat sugya, into two shiurim. In tonight's shiur, we're going to be focusing on figuring out the general understanding of where Schita applies, and particularly the Isra D'Oraisa. We're going to be focusing on the Isra D'Oraisa of Schita, which is going to have a number of interesting practical ramifications. And then the next shiur, which will be after the President's Day weekend, we're going to do the qualification to Schita, and we're going to go through the different contemporary shilas and paskin them all, based on the sugya that we learned, like the baby wipes, etc. We're going to go through the baby wipes sugya, post on baby wipes, and other interesting issues based on all the facts that we learned about in the sugya. So, okay. Right, so where does schita apply in general, and particularly mid-deraisa? Where does the isra deraisa of schita apply? So we need to take a quick look at three different gemaras to paint a picture, to string together a picture of where the issue of schita arises and what's the isra deraisa. Gemara number one is the Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Mem He Amid Aleph. The Gemara there brings Rav and Devei Menashe, who teach us that Dvar Torah Mida Oraisa, schita only applies to zeisim v'anofim, to olives and grapes. If you squeeze out olives and grapes on Shabbos, that'll be an iser d'oraisa of schita. And apparently other fruits are not subjected to the iser d'oraisa of schita. So that is our first Gemara that's telling us where the iser d'oraisa applies to olives and grapes. Continuing on, so now we come to our second Gemara, which is on the exact same Amud, and the previous piece of Kuf Mem Hei Ben Aleph. The Gemara there gives us another piece of the puzzle of where Schita applies. There it discusses the issue of Kvashim and Shlakos. Kvashim and Shlakos, Kvashim are pickled vegetables, Shlakos are boiled vegetables. So you have your Kvashim, the Shlakos, you have pickles, and you decide that you want some pickle juice on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses the permissibility of doing that on Shabbos. And focusing on the deraisa aspect of it, there's a machlokus amaram between Rav and Shmuel versus Rav Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel say that there's no issue deraisa of squeezing out pickles for its pickle juice, boiled vegetables for the water. That's no problem at all in deraisa. But Rav Yochanan argues. Rav Yochanan says that no, squeezing kfashim and shlakos are aser mida oraisa. And so Rav Yochanan is apparently extending our understanding now of where the deraisa applies. We got through saying that it applies to grapes and olives, zeisim v'anovim is aser d'oraisa, and now Rav Yochanan is saying kfashim and shlakos are also aser d'oraisa. You squeeze out pickles for pickle juice, or you squeeze out your boiled vegetable because you want the liquid, that will be aser d'oraisa, according to Rav Yochanan. And finally, there's one last gemara that just gives us the whole picture of where shechita applies, and that is on daf kuf mem dalet omadala to kuf mem dalet omabez. One last piece of the puzzle to give us a picture of where shechita is going to apply. The Gemara there brings a braisa that discusses a few other fruits in terms of squeezing them on Shabbos. We've discussed grapes and olives, we've discussed pickles, and now a few last fruits to finish off the picture of Schita. The braisa there says that when it comes to plums, quinces, and sorb apples, these are the definitions that were given, so that is permissible on Shabbos. It is permissible to squeeze plums for plum juice on Shabbos, that's what the braisa says. But rimonim are usur. You can't squeeze pomegranates on Shabbos for the juice. What's the difference between rimonim versus plums and quinces? I don't really know what quinces are, even to be honest. But what's the difference between rimonim versus plums and quinces? So there is a shaka b'tarya in the Gemara on this, and there's a little bit of a machlokas rishonim, just to present the mainstream approach of many of the rishonim, like the Ran and the Rashba. So it comes out that rimonim were asered midarabana. Since pomegranates are the types of fruits that are squeezed once in a while, Chazal ashered it midirabanan. We don't want you to come to do any iser d'oraisa. So rimonim are aser midirabanan, as opposed to plums, quinces, and sorb apples, if you can figure out what they are. So those are not even aser midirabanan. People never squeeze those for their juice. So Chazal didn't bother ashering them midirabanan, so they just let it remain mutter. So with that, we've now concluded the basic facts on the ground from this tublat sugya as to where the iser shechita applies. We have grapes and olives are aser midoraisa, that is the Gemara in Tafkuf Memhei. Zeisim v'anovim are aser midoraisa. We have kvashim and shlakos, pickled vegetables and boiled vegetables, is machlokus amaraim. Yochanan holds this aser midoraisa. Other amaraim hold that it might just be the rabbanon or possibly mutter. It's not the oraisa. And finally, our last Gemara, just to finish the picture, was the Gemara told us that by plums and quinces it's mutter, it's totally mutter to squeeze them on Shabbos. But rimonim are aser midorabanan, since there is, once in a while you squeeze them, so Chazal asher midorabanan to prevent any iser d'oraisa. So with that, we now have to deal with the following big issue. The goal of the sugya is to figure out, so what's the theory behind where the iser d'oraisa of schita applies? Where we're seeing that the iser d'oraisa of schita applies to grapes, olives, and possibly pickles, and the question is, what's the hesber behind where the iser schita is applying on a d'oraisa level? We're going to see that this is going to have some very interesting halacha l'maisa and even contemporary nafkaminas. So we have to pay attention to the analysis of this issue, and it's going to have very interesting contemporary halachic issues. Yeah.
You say that's something to do with the hashivas of what you're squeezing out, almost?
Absolutely. Or? Absolutely. Definitely. So that's where we're going to be headed.
Just based on what you said so far, you said that the rimonim might be the rabbanim because they're sometimes squeezed, sometimes not.
Mm-hmm.
So are pickles and these things, like at least in those times, considered more squeezable?
That's what we're gonna touch on that also. It's very simple.
We shouldn't let hold the past and knowledge of Rabbi Shmuel over Rabbi Yochanan, or will they hear? Or
interesting, my focus here is that I'm not sure I'm had a pasuk on that. Yeah. So we're going to have two basic approaches in the Rishonim for how to explain where the Isser D'Oraisa of Sechita applies. Our first approach will be the approach of the Tosfos Rit and Rashi. Our second approach will be the approach of the Ran. Once again, we're going to have very interesting halacha l'maisa nafkaminas that come out of this machlokes, so we need to learn it up properly. So let's start with the sheet of the Tosfos Rit and Rashi. The Tosfos Rit tells us that what's the explanation behind the Isser Sechita D'Oraisa? Why dafka grapes and olives as opposed to other types of peros? So he says it's a function of orche, it's a function of what's normal. Grapes and olives are normally squeezed for their juice, and so therefore that's included in the Isser D'Oraisa. Other types of fruits, he says, is extremely abnormal. It's a tremendous shinoi, he says, and since it's so abnormal, it doesn't fit under Melechus Dash. Melechus Dash involves doing a significant act, as Dr. Elephant had pointed out. When you squeeze out grapes and olives, since that's a normal thing to do, you're doing a significant act of removing a normal food, you know, a normal ochel, so to speak, from the psolas. That is Dash. Doing an abnormal activity of squeezing things that are not normal to squeeze doesn't fit under the range of Melechus Dash. That is why the Isser D'Oraisa only applies to grapes and olives, not to other types of fruits. It's a function of orche, it's a function of what's normal. That is the Tosfos Rit's explanation for how to maneuver the D'Oraisas. And if you take a careful look at Rashi as well, so Rashi is very much mashmal like the Tosfos Rit. Rashi at the top of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and at the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, so he also uses the same terms as the Tosfos Rit. He says that the Isser D'Oraisa applies to grapes and olives because that's normal, it's a productive, normal, productive activity. When it comes to other types of fruits, it's abnormal. That's why if grapes and olives are D'Oraisa, that's normal. Other types of fruits are not normal. That's going to be not D'Oraisa. Ben, is that a question?
Yeah, normally we say things
yes, correct. So this is such a shuni. He says, it's so abnormal to squeeze quinces for quince juice that it's not going to fit in the range of the malacha. Sometimes a shinoi is so abnormal, so it's not within the tzuras ha-malacha.
It's not that you're doing a proper malacha in an abnormal way, you're not even doing
it. It doesn't fit, it's not called dash, it's so abnormal, it doesn't even fit under the definition of dash. That's what they're saying.
What other fruits is on it would be there, I said then.
What is that?
It's all you say.
Okay, so that's your 10 steps out of the game, Rokshan. Okay. I'll give you a few extra points in the class. I'm saying this for credit. Okay.
Stop listening.
Yeah. Okay. So now, just to finish off this first approach, so the Nishmas Adam, which was authored by the Chaya Adam in Hilchos Shabbos and Klal Yud Dalet, Os Beis points out that we can now understand also the Kvashim and the Shlakos. We saw that by pickles, if you want pickle juice on Shabbos, so Rabbi Yochanan held that was Aser D'Oraisa. So the Nishmas Adam explains, and we'll take his word for it, that it was normal to squeeze kvashim and shlakos for their juice back then. That was a normal thing to do. And so therefore, that's also included under the D'Oraisa. Yochanan held that the kvashim and shlakos, since it's normal to squeeze, that's going to be Aser D'Oraisa. That's the governing factor according to these Rishonim. Normalcy. Well, if it's a function of normalcy, kvashim and shlakos are also normal to squeeze. That's why it's Aser D'Oraisa according to Rav Yochanan. Now, of course, Rav and Shmuel, we said, held it's not Aser D'Oraisa. They held that it might only be the Rabbanan or even Mutter. So if you take a careful look at Rashi, Rashi explains that they're going to have a technical qualification to Dash, to Schita, to explain why it doesn't apply in this situation, which we'll explain next time when we get to the qualifications. We'll discuss Rashi's qualification for Rav and Shmuel. But for our purposes, everyone agrees in principle Kvashim and Shlokos should have been D'Oraisa, just Rav and Shmuel are going to have a technical qualification. So with that, we've finished approach number one, trying to explain the Isser D'Oraisa of Schita. Once again, it's a function of Orche. Grapes and olives are normal to squeeze. Kvashim and shlakos apparently were normal back then. Other types of fruits are not normal. They're not included in the Isser D'Oraisa. Okay. Questions? We're good? Okay. Moving over now to the second approach, which is the approach of the Ran. The Ran has a totally different take on how to explain where the D'Oraisa applies and does not apply, which is going to have some very interesting halachic ramifications. The Ran makes the following distinction between grapes and olives versus other types of fruits. He says, when it comes to grapes and olives, so the juice that is squeezed out of grapes and olives, al pidin, has the legal status of a mashke. In halacha, so oil and wine have the legal status of a liquid, and somehow we're going to see that's going to account for why squeezing out grapes and olives is aser D'Oraisa. In contrast to that, says the Ran, when it comes to other types of fruits, so their juice does not have the legal status of a mashke, al pidin, it's not considered to be a legal beverage, and therefore, somehow he doesn't spell out, that's going to distinguish between the Isser D'Oraisa versus the Isser Derabanan are where it's going to be mutter. He doesn't elaborate, he doesn't explain, well, why does squeezing out a mashka represent an Isser Deraisa as opposed to other fruits, which is not going to be Usser Deraisa. So the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they elaborate on this approach of the Ran. They explain why the Isser Deraisa only applies to grapes and olives and why it's not going to apply to other types of fruits. The Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and Simon Shinchof explain like this. They say that the Yesod of Melachas Tash, as we've been explaining all along, is to remove something that you want from its connection to something that you don't want. What we call removing Ochel from its connection to Psolas. And so the Yesod of Dash is to remove one substance from a different substance. That's the real Yesod of Dash. When you remove one substance from a different substance, so then you're removing what you want from what you don't want, that's Dash. Well, let's say you take a single substance and you cut it in half. You dig a fruit and you just cut the fruit in half. That's not Dash. That's just what we call ochel from ochel. You're just taking, you know, what you want and removing some of what you want from the other part of what you want. It's called cutting a fruit in half. That is not included under melaches dash. It's specifically when you remove one substance from another substance. Therefore, they explain the Ran like this. That when it comes to grapes and olives, since the juice that you squeeze out of grapes and olives, al pidin, has the status of a liquid, of a mashke, so when you squeeze out the grapes and olives for their juice, we're viewing it like you're removing one substance from another substance. You're removing a liquid.
You're creating something new.
You're creating something brand new. You're creating a liquid from a solid. You're removing one substance from another, generating one substance from another substance. That meets the definition of dash. That's asar midaraisa. In contrast to that, explain the mafarshim, when it comes to other types of fruits, since the juice that's squeezed out doesn't have the status of a mashke, al pidin, we view it like it's part of the fruit itself. You're just squeezing out part of the plum. It's like you're pulling out some of the plum from the rest of the plum. It's like you're cutting the plum in half. That's not included under Melachas Dash. Dash is about removing one substance from another substance. Therefore, grapes and olives, which produce a juice, a legal liquid, removing a liquid from the solid, that's Melachas Dash. When it comes to other fruits, when you squeeze out a plum, we don't view that liquid like a halachic drink. We view that liquid like it's part of the plum that's oozing out, and therefore you're cutting the plum in half. That's not Aser Mida Oraisa. So that is the Ran's approach for how to explain the Isser Deraisa of Schita. It's a function of what's called the Shem Mashke, producing a legal liquid. Yeah.
Is it a Shem Mashke because it's normally juice or because of the discovery that it's a Mashke?
That is a tremendous debate. I was going to leave that ambiguous. But for now, we'll take it on intuition. There are different approaches about explaining why it is that grapes and olives, why oil and wine have a shem mashke as opposed to other liquids, but we could certainly appreciate that oil and wine are very significant, prominent liquids in contrast to quince juice, which is not such a chash of a mashke, but it's a very important point.
Milk
would most definitely be a mashke as well, but right now you're not squeezing milk out of a, you know, milking cow is a problem, but out of a fruit right now. Okay, now just to finish off the second approach, so the Mefarshim basically explained, the Magen Avraham and Simon Shinchof, the Bir Halacha and Simon Shinchof both finish off the second approach. They point out, we can now explain once again, like Fashim and Shlako is where potentially Aser Mida Oraisa. When you squeeze out pickle, the pickle juice from the pickles, so that could also be potentially Aser Mida Oraisa, because the pickles were soaked, we'll assume, in a legal mashke. We'll assume that the pickles were soaked in water, in wine, or vinegar, is some type of legal mashke. And so therefore, although the actual pickle juice itself from the cucumber or whatever would not be a mashke, but a legal mashke seeped into the pickles. The pickles were sitting in a water, let's say, in wine, in vinegar, some legal mashke. That seeped in. When you squeeze the pickles, you're now squeezing out a legal mashke from this food. And once again, you satisfy melachas dash, removing one substance from another, removing a drink from a solid, a beverage from a solid. That meets the definition of melachas dash. That's why Rav Yochanan held that that's going to be aser mida oraisa. And Rav Shmuel argued, so once again, they'll argue on technical grounds. They'll agree that the pickles were sitting in water, that water is a legal beverage. But the Nishmas Adam explains, Rav Shmuel hold that when the water seeps into the pickle, becomes bottled to the pickle, we now view it like it's the pickle itself. Very nice, 5 minutes ago, was a liquid. Once it seeped in, it's just part of the pickle at this point. You're squeezing out pickle. That is not a legal mashka. That's why it's not aser mida oraisa. So that concludes our second approach now for how to explain where the Isser Deraisa of Schita applies, the Shita of the Ran, which is elaborated upon by the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's a function of a legal mashka in halacha. Grapes and olives produce wine and oil. That is illegal mashka. You're removing one substance from another. That's Aser Deraisa. Kvashim and Shlako is pickles also, maybe squeezing out water, a legal liquid, that may be Asher Midaraisa. All other fruits in Halacha, the juice does not have the status of being a legal mashke, and therefore it's not Asher Midaraisa. So with that, we've concluded our two basic approaches here in the sugya. We have the Shita of Rashi and the Tosas Rid, that the Isra Deraisa is a function of Orche, a function of normalcy. Grapes and olives are normal to squeeze, that's Asher Deraisa. Kvashim and Shlakos, back then it was normal to squeeze pickle juice, that's Asher Midaraisa. Other types of fruits are not normal, that's not Asher Midaraisa. That is their approach through the sugya. As opposed to the Ran, approach number two, it's not a function of Orche, it's a function of creating a Shem Mashke, creating a legal beverage. When you separate a beverage from a solid, you're removing one thing from another, that's Asher Midaraisa. Grapes and olives is generating a legal mashke, that's Asher Midaraisa. Kvashim and Shlakos, you may be squeezing out a legal liquid, that's Asher Midaraisa. All their fruits don't produce a legal liquid, they're not going to be Asher Midaraisa. Yeah. Questions? Good. Okay. Fine. So now we're gonna discuss two nafkaminas lahalacha that come out of this machlokas. The first nafkamina is a big discussion in the poskim, and that is how does the isra of schita play out nowadays? Chazal gave us the rulebook for schita in the times of the Gemara. Grapes and olives are asur midaraisa. Kvashim and shlakos are possibly asur midaraisa. Everything else is not asur midaraisa. But the question becomes, with all the societal changes and what the normalcy is and what becomes not normal, so how is that going to play out nowadays? And particularly, the question becomes, there are many fruits nowadays that are quite normal to squeeze for their juice. Apples, oranges, grapefruits, etc. It's quite normal to squeeze them for their fruits, so for their juice. So should we consider a possibility that maybe it's going to be Asur D'Araisa to squeeze these types of fruits nowadays? And this is going to have very interesting, important halachic ramifications. So this is a question? So this is a debate in the poskim. There's a sefer Hilcha Shabbos B'Shabbos in Perek Yud Aleph where he says that in a chanami, nowadays with the societal changes, anything that's normal to squeeze would be Asur Midaraisa. So he says there that tapuzim, oranges, grapefruits would be Asur Midaraisa aside from grapes and olives nowadays. And more importantly, in the footnote there in 23, he says that Rabbi Yashav was concerned for this possibility that it would be Asur Midaraisa. Any fruit that's normal to squeeze nowadays would be Asur Midaraisa. But on the other hand, so Rabbi Ribiad, in the back of Lamtes Malachos in his Pirish Migdal David, he explains his take on the sugyas and what was behind his psak in the front. So he points out makes a lot of sense. He points out that Lamaisa, that there's a very big stimus of poskim on this issue. When all the classic poskim bring down the rules of Schita, the Shulchan Aruch, and Osei Kehil, and Mishnah Berurah, they don't make any indication that things are different nowadays than in the times of the Gemara. They just bring down all the rules that we just pointed out at the beginning of the Sugya. They bring down grapes and olives, pomegranates, etc. They don't make any indications that things should be different nowadays. So that certainly generates a very strong indication that things are not going to change nowadays despite the changes in the society. So we have a big machlokas of poskim. How should we consider squeezing other types of fruits nowadays? Should we consider the possibility that it's Asur D'Araisa since it's normal to squeeze them, or perhaps it'll still remain Asur D'Rabbanan, or in some situations, if it's not normal, then it would be Mutter. But if it is normal, it would be Asur Midarabbanan. So this is going to be a direct nafkamina in our machlokas. Let's plug this in now to the two approaches and show how you come out the different approaches. So starting with the Shita of Rashi and Tosas Rid, they held that the Asur D'Araisa is governed by normalcy, that the Isra Deraisa applies to grapes and olives, kvashim and shlokos, because those are normal to squeeze for their Jews. So it would follow that if society changes and other things become normal, they would now be under the scope of the Isra Deraisa, and it should indeed be Asur Deraisa to squeeze other types of fruits nowadays. It should come out, according to Rashi and Tosas Rid, that all these fruits, oranges, apples, grapefruits, would be Asur Deraisa, because it is quite normal to squeeze them for their Jews nowadays. As opposed to if you move over to the Shita of the Ran, so the Ran had said that what defines where the Isra D'Araisa applies is not normalcy, it's a function of generating a Shem Mashke, a legal beverage. When you move a legal beverage from a solid, so you're moving one substance from another, that's Asur D'Araisa. But if you just squeeze out a fruit and the juice is deemed as part of the fruit, you're cutting it in half, that's not Asur D'Araisa. And so working with the Shita of the Ran, it's very reasonable to conclude that even nowadays, despite the societal changes, the rules as to what's a legal beverage in halacha are not going to change. Wine and oil are legal beverages. Squeezing grapes and olives are going to be also deraisa even nowadays. But other types of fruits, it's very nice that it's normal to squeeze apples and oranges, but apple juice and orange juice don't have the status of legal liquid in halacha, and therefore it's going to remain merely asar midarabana. So what we're showing our first nafkamina here in this machlokus is squeezing fruits nowadays, where should the Isra deraisa apply? According to Rashi and the Ran, according to Rashi and Tosas Rita, it should apply to anything that's normally squeezed nowadays should be asar midaraisa. According to the Ran, it's very reasonable to conclude that only grapes and olives would still be asar midaraisa, as opposed to other types of fruits. Now this machlokus happens to have massive nafkaminas lahalacha, because although it sounds like it's asar anyways, who cares if it's deraisa or derban, it's still asar to do. But the truth is that there are major nafkaminas lahalacha that come into this machlokus, because we're going to see in the next shir that there are a lot of machlokus about where the isra shechita applies. There are a lot of circumstances where there's a machlokus, whether it's asar or not, to do certain activities, like sucking on a fruit. So there's a machlokus, is sucking on a fruit, and is there shechita or not? Now in all these instances, the classic halachal ma'aseh conclusion is, if it's asher deraisa, don't do it. If it's asher derban, you can be mekel. If you're dealing with grapes and olives, since that's a deraisa issue, you should be machmer on these shaylas. If it's a derabanan issue, you can be mekel on these shaylas. That's the typical halachal ma'aseh response to all the shaylas that are going to arise. So we need to know if other types of fruits are deraisa or derabanan. If they're asher deraisa, we're going to be machmer on these shaylas. If they're asher derabanan, we're not going to be machmer on these shaylas. We're going to be mekel. So that's the first nafkamina that comes out of this machlokas.
You say according to the Ran, whether or not he says deraisa or derabanan on oranges or apples depends on what defines the shemashka.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly on target. It depends on how you define the shemashka. It could,
if you want to be something else tara, then obviously it would stick
absolutely
to the initial dip.
100%. 100%. In a chanami.
And then even pickled juice potentially could be considered not.
Rabbi Rubi says, he brings that up. I think he brings it up. He's afraid to say it though. because there's explicit Gemara. But yeah. Okay. So that was nafkamina number one. Now we're going to come over to nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two is going to be so out of left field, it's going to sound like I'm coming from outer space. But it's a fascinating contemporary issue that's going to end up being really on our sugya right here. So we're moving over to the halachas of Kiddush. So let me give just a little bit of background before we set up the contemporary issue. If you look at the Gemara in Sochem, on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, and Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara there tells us some of the ABC rules of Hilchas Kiddush, and that is that we know that you need to have a revias of wine in your kos. If you want to make Kiddush, you know, you need a revias. And you need to drink a malalugma. You need to drink a cheekful. Those are the basic rules of Kiddush. You need to make Kiddush on a cup with at least a revias of wine. And you need to drink a mole lugmov to be yotzeh, a cheekful to be yotzeh. This is brought down in halach and shulchan aruch, in simon reish ayin aleph, and sif yud aleph, and sif yud gimel. These halachas are there, that when you make kiddush, you need to have at least the revias of wine, and you need to drink at least a mole lugmov, a cheekful, in order to be yotzeh the kiddush. So with that in mind, the big question becomes making kiddush on schnapps. There's a practice in some circles to take on Shabbos day, you take a 1 ounce shot glass of schnapps, you make kiddush on the schnapps. And the question becomes, can we come up with some way of defending this practice in light of the fact that it seems to violate all the rules of Hilchas Kiddush? When you have this 1 ounce shot glass of schnapps, so that's not a revias, and you're not drinking a malalugma of pashtas, so it seems to violate all the rules. So is there a defense for the practice of making kiddush on schnapps? Now just to fill in the issue a little bit more, to hone in on the scope of the Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish Ayin Beis tells us that on Friday night, it's very important to use dafka wine for Kiddush. On Friday night, Kiddush is a mitzvah de'oraisa, so you should dafka use wine and not any other beverage, not chamra medina. But in Shabbos day, he says, then you can use the ayin saraf, you can use whiskey in Shabbos day, it's only mitzvah midarabanan, so on Shabbos day, you can be mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos day, if you want to make Kiddush on yayin saraf, so you need to have a revias of the yayin saraf, and you need to drink a malalugma. The Mishnah Berurah says, the rules are the rules. You need to follow the rules. You need to have a revias of yayin saraf, drink a malalugma, and hopefully you'll be sober when you get home. But the question becomes, so this practice of taking a 1 ounce shot glass and making Kiddush on that violates all the rules, can we come up with a defense for Kiddush, saying Kiddush in that manner, on Shabbos day? So there's an Eretz Tzvi, there's a Sefer Eretz Tzvi, in Chelek Beis Simen Chaf Gimel. It was written by one of the great Magid Yeshir in Yeshivas Chaf Melublin before the war. And he comes up with a defense for this practice, the Limud Zchus, for this practice, based on our sugya. So can anyone see where in our Machlokas Rashi in the Ran, where there's some nugget of information somewhere in one of these shitas that can be used to be carried over to the issue of Kiddush and Schnapps? Final Jeopardy, you know?
Wow.
Huh? Any other guesses? Yeah, that's where we're gonna go. Okay, so the Eretz Tzvi, he says like this. He comes up with a defense based on the Shita of the Ran. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav is paskening like the Ran, basically. But he doesn't quote the Ran, but it's coming from the Ran. He says like this. Let's zero in on the Shita of the Ran. The Ran had said, what defines where the Isra Derais of Shita applies? Applies the grapes and olives as opposed to other fruits. Why? Because the juice that's extracted from grapes and olives has a legal status of a beverage in halacha. It's a legal mashke. Oil and wine, apidin, are legal beverages. Other types of fruits, the juice extracted is not a legal beverage. It's part of the fruit itself. So that's why there's only an Isra D'oraisa by grapes and olives. There's no Isra D'oraisa by other types of fruits when you squeeze them on Shabbos. That's what the Ran had said. Says the Eretz Tzvi, that if we take the Ran to its logical conclusion, that means that the Ran is saying when you squeeze other fruits for their juice, al pidin, that's not treated as a liquid. That's treated as part of the fruit itself. That's really just what the Ran says. The Ran says if you squeeze other types of fruits for their juice, al pidin, reviewing it like you're just cutting the fruit in half, you're pulling out some of the plum from the rest of the plum. And that's what the Ran is saying. Says the Eretz Tzvi, based on that, that should have an afkamina la'alacha in terms of the halachas of shiurim. We know that in halacha, so in many areas of halacha, we have our two key shiurim for different areas of halacha. We have a revias and we have a kezayis. A revias is the shiur we typically use for liquids. A kezayis is the shiur that we use for solids. A revias is, in Gemara terms, is the size of an egg and a half. A kezayis, in Gemara terms, is the size of half of an egg. So a kezayis is 1/3 of a revias, just about. So a revias is usually in the 3 to 4 ounce department. A kezayis would be 1/3 of that. So that's the basic shiur of a revias and a kezayis. Now, when it comes to halachas governing liquids, so we use a revias. When it comes to solids, like matzah and pesach, we use a kezayis. Says the Eretz Tzvi, if the Ran is telling me that the juice extracted from other types of fruits is part of the fruit itself, it's not a legal lot, it's not a legal mashke, then we should apply the shear of a kezayis. When we are using the juice from other types of fruits in halacha, we should use the shear of a kezayis. So for example, he says, when it comes to bracha achrona, so we're used to the fact that when you drink a liquid, then you go by a revias for bracha achrona. By a solid, you should go by a kezayis. Says the Eretz Tzvi, according to the Ran, by other types of juices from other fruits, you should go by a kezayis. Since we're treating them as an ochel, he says you should go by a kezayis. There's a lot of interesting faces we're seeing right now. He brings a lot of rayas to this. I got to finish the Shabbat Torah. So he says, there are a lot more rayas on that than what I'm just saying, but let's finish the piece. He says, by bracha achrona, he feels you should use the shear of a kezayis because we should treat it as in ochel. And additionally, says the Eretz Tzvi, that now that we're using the shear of a kezayis, that should also impact on Hilchas Kiddush. And Hilchas Kiddush as well. So we're used to the fact that there has to be a minimum shear that the Gemara Pesachim Naf Kuf Hei, that a kosher bracha needs a minimum shear. When you're making Kiddush, when you're saying Berachas Mazon, etc., there has to be a minimum shear in the kos. And the typical shear is a revias. Says the Eretz Tzvi, you know why the word revias comes up throughout the poskim? Because the typical liquid you're using is wine. Wine is a shem mashka, wine is a legal liquid. That's why you apply the shear typically of a revias. But if you're using juice, anything extracted from a different type of fruit, anything grain-based, anything from other types of peros, like whiskey or schnapps, etc., which aren't coming from grapes, except for brandy maybe, so says the Eretz Tzvi, we should apply the shear of the kezayis. And so therefore, he wants to, at least to defend the practice, he says that if you apply the shear of kezayis, working with the Shita Saran, we should apply the shear of a kezayis to making kiddush during the daytime on schnapps. It's grain-based, it's not coming from grapes and olives, And therefore, using a shear of a kizayis, and you could be a little bit lenient because it's an issue derabanan, so you can satisfy the shear of a kizayis with your 1 ounce shot glass of schnapps. That is the Eretz Tzvi's defense for the practice of making kiddush on schnapps based on our shita. I just want to quickly, just to finish it off, one last piece of information. Now, this is going to be an afkamina between the Ran versus Rashi and Tosfos. This whole defense, whether you like it or not, is based on the shita of the Ran. It's based on the shita of the Ran, that the Ran's whole premise for his shita was that only grapes and olives produce a legal liquid. Other types of juices are not alpidin, deemed as liquids in halacha. They're deemed as ochlim in halacha. That was the basis for this defense of that practice. But obviously, according to Rashi and Tosfos Rid, the whole defense doesn't get off the ground. Rashi and Tosfos Rid are not saying at all necessarily that other juices are not considered to be liquids in halacha. They very well might be liquids in halacha. You should always apply a revius. Just in terms of tzchita, it's a function of normalcy. It's not normal to squeeze them. That's why they're not subjected to an iser deraisa. So this is our second nafkamina that's coming out of our sugya, a potential defense for saying kiddush and schnapps according to the shita of the Ran. Okay, go for it.
Actually,
the door right now.
The question I had is, so how come we don't take it to the next extreme, which would be to make a mezonos on schnapps?
Happens to be, just to finish it off, thank you for reminding me, so it would come out a massive chiddush la'halacha that if you take this to the logical conclusion, if you make kiddush on schnapps, on that 1 ounce shot glass, you should be making a bracha achrona. So that's a tremendous kiddush la'halacha, that with that 1 ounce shot glass, you'd be making a bracha achrona. We usually are used to making a bracha achrona on a revius. So you'll be a very big talmud chacham if you say this over at the next kiddush. And then you say brei nefashos on it as well. That's what will come out according to this. So you would apply the kizayis. It would still have the bracha achrona halacha. We're still going to say that's a helchus brachas issue. But in terms of bracha achrona, it would come out the shear of kizayis. That's what should come out. Yeah.
What about bracha rishona?
Yeah, okay, so it gets into Hilchas Brachas, so that's beyond the scope. But Enochanim, that's a good point. These are all, yeah.
You're not squeezing the grains to get your schnapps. It's a process, a fermentation process.
So he discusses this. The amount of legal mashka in that process is going to be bottled. The whatever water there is in the fermentation process is going to be bottled to the remaining content. That's what he says. Honestly, even by kiddush on wine, so b'diavad you have to kiddush pras. Yeah, b'diavad. The Mishnah brings down you have kiddush pras. Not a chachila, but b'diavad. It's important. It's good to know. Sometimes it happens. The person takes a quick sip, they don't finish it, and then they wait a little bit. Yeah, it's good to rely on. It's good to have. Yeah.
I mean, like any time that Har Medina is mentioned. I guess I would kind of expect somewhere that, you know, a change in shear would have been like, and you know, it's mentioned in the Gemara, like,
it's a defense of a hard practice. I hear. It's a fair point.
Well.
What is that?
It also
creates a whole lot of everything. It's a long piece. I thought it'd be interesting to share. It comes out of our sugya. It's good table material. Feel free to ask more questions, but I'm not going to be able to answer them, you know. He happens to have more rice. Whatever it's worth, he happens to have some very beautiful rice. This is so, but it's just interesting for us. It comes right over our sugya.
So denying reality.
What?
So the Torah is denying liquid other than the seven.
But that's already the Ran is saying it. The Ran is telling us that there may be the same exact viscosity to wine as opposed to pomegranate juice, but one's called liquid, one's not called liquid. So that's not per se the biggest kiddush. Taking that to kizayis and bracha achrona, that's the huge chiddush of this psak halacha.
Well, how does that affect halachas brachos, like saying bracha rishona?
See, that was Yonah's question, and that's a good question. It gets extremely complicated. So. So with that, let's just quickly summarize, and I'll just point out some halacha l'maisa. We had the issue in tonight's shir was to set up the sugya of schita. We have our basic framework where schita applies: grapes and olives, zasser deraisa. Fashim shlakos, pickles was machlokas. Rimonim is the rabbanan, and other things were mutter. That was the Gemara. We had two basic approaches. Our first approach is Rashi, the Tosfos Rid, that it's all a function of normalcy. Grapes and olives is normal, it's deraisa. Fashim shlakos is normal, that's why it's potentially deraisa. Other things are not normal, so that's not deraisa. The second approach was the Ran, The Ran is elaborated by the Rashba, the Prima Gadam, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. They all explain the function of a Shem Mashkech producing a legal beverage. Grapes and olives produce wine and oil. That's a legal beverage. It's deraisa. Pickles might be squeezing out the water that is seeping in. That might be deraisa. Everything else is not a legal beverage in halacha. And we have two nafkaminas la halacha that come out of this machlokes. The first one is a major issue about whether squeezing other types of fruits nowadays is deraisa or not. Because nowadays it's very normal to squeeze many different fruits. According to Rashi and Tosfos read that it should be deraisa. According to the Ran, there's a strong argument that it would not be deraisa nowadays. And once again, it's going to have massive connotations around a paskin on various shilas and hilchos shechita, which we'll have next week. And then the second interesting suggestion as a nafkamina by the Eretz Tzvi is to defend the practice of saying kiddush and schnapps. And nafkamina that comes out is what type of shear would you use on May perus? When you use the juice from other types of fruits, what shear do you use? The Eretz Tzvi is trying to argue, according to the Ran, you'd use the shear of a kezias. If the Ran is really telling me it's an ochel, well then you have to take it to the extreme. It's an ochel in terms of bracha achrona, so a kezias, not a revias. As an ochel in terms of ilchus kiddush, you should use a kezias. And a kezias would taka, if you use the proper shear, could be satisfied by 1 ounce shot glass. Just to quickly point out some halach lamaisa, so the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chaf, Sif Aleph, the Ramah Mishan Rura there, brings down the basic rules that we all set down. Grapes and olives are asur deraisa. Pomegranates, anything that's squeezed typically is definitely at least asur midrabanan. So certainly nowadays, just about everything is juice nowadays. So it's probably most things are asur derabanan nowadays, maybe not melon juice. But other than some exotic things that for the most part, most things are at least asur derabanan nowadays. If you could find something that's not squeezed at all, so then maybe that'll be, leek juice. Can we find something that's not, that'll be motzer. In terms of kfashim and shlakos, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down that it's aser, he brings machlokes, if it's aser deraisa or aser derabanan. And in terms of kiddush on schnapps, so it's very strongly recommended, the best thing to do is to say it on a revius and to distribute a malilugmov. If you want to say kiddush on schnapps, the best thing to do is to have a revius, and if you can't drink the malilugmov, distribute it upon those, between those who are listening. That would be a reasonable, somewhat realistic, I mean, I guess you're using a lot of it, so I guess hope it's not so expensive, but that would be a way of satisfying many of the halachas. I don't think we're going to make a bracha achrona on the kezias, but feel free to discuss it with your competent local Orthodox rabbi.
It's hard to speak.
Yeah, it was hard to speak. I mean, I'm not. Eretz Tzvi.
No, there's a hard
Fine. And so next shir, which will be after President's Day weekend, we're going to finish the sugya of Shechita and discuss all the contemporary issues that we outlined at the beginning of the sugya. Shkayach.